Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
That Autumn did an excellent job of explaining
in detail what's going on.
And it's so beautiful, too, because this generation is recognizing that they have a voice, and they're not going to respond to people saying, oh, you're too young. It's just like, no, they can respond just as much as to say that all life is valuable.
Murder's murder, you know.
That's right.
These kids are like, I don't want to kill my child. And and she went detail for detail from the Vogue magazine, Teen Vogue, and it's just a tragedy. But think about this. They tell you that 3% of their Planned Parenthood, that 3% of Planned Parenthood's expenses go to just abortions.
Right.
Not true. As a matter of fact, we're going to debunk it right now with this video. Take a look.
America's largest abortion chain, Planned Parenthood, claims over and over and over again that abortion is only 3% of the services that they offer.
That's your self-reported abortion statistic.
3% of all the procedures we provide.
It's in their annual report. It's on their website. And their supporters say it all the time.
And abortions only comprise 3% of Planned Parenthood's health services.
Abortion services only account for about 3%.
Because only 3% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortions.
3% of patients visit Planned Parenthood for a safe and legal abortion.
Here's why that statistic is completely bogus, and why the senior editor of the online magazine Slate said that the 3% stat was the, quote, most meaningless abortion statistic ever, and why the Washington Post fact checker gave Planned Parenthood's 3% statistic three Pinocchios, marking it as, quote, very misleading. Let's look at the numbers. According to their own annual report, Planned Parenthood commits over 300,000 abortions per year. Last year alone, they did 323,999 abortions, which averages to 887 abortions per day, 37 abortions per hour, one abortion every 97 seconds. Again, Planned Parenthood commits one abortion every 97 seconds. But how much of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion? Well, let's divide the number of abortions they do in a year by the number of patients they see in a year. 323,999 abortions for 2.5 million patients means that 1 in 8 patients who walk into Planned Parenthood will undergo an abortion. Not 1 in 33, Elizabeth Warren, 1 in 8. It's easy to see where Planned Parenthood's priorities are. They commit 160 abortions for every 1 adoption referral. Though Planned Parenthood constantly talks about their breast exams and pap tests, they only do less than 1% of the nation's pap tests and 1.8% of the nation's breast exams, while they do 30.6%, a third, of the nation's abortions. But that's a public relations problem. So Planned Parenthood came up with a creative way to make their big business, abortion, look very small. To get the 3% figure, Planned Parenthood divides abortions by the number of so-called services, which they define as a discrete clinical interaction. And they count all these services equally, regardless of the cost, time, or effort it takes to render that service. So an entire abortion procedure, which can cost from $390 to $1,500, is counted the same as a pregnancy test, which a girl could get at a pharmacy for $10. In this way, Planned Parenthood is able to count 9.4 million services. Divide 323,999 abortions by 9.4 million services, and they get 3%. It's easy to see why this math is completely ridiculous. Say a woman goes to Planned Parenthood to get an abortion. She gets her pregnancy test, the abortion procedure, an STI test, and some contraceptives. In one visit, she gets 4 services, one of which is the actual abortion. So Planned Parenthood would say that abortion was only 25% of what they did for that woman, who came into the clinic only for an abortion. Well, by this math, even if 100% of Planned Parenthood patients got an abortion, they would still say abortion is only 25% of their services. Such distorted calculations could be used to obscure the purpose of any business. It would be like the NFL saying that because they sold 5 million hot dogs in a season and there were only 256 games, football is only 0.005% of what they do. Or it'd be like a steakhouse saying, actually, steak is only a very small percentage of what we serve because we also serve salad, mashed potatoes, french fries, beer, wine, soda, water, butter, salt, pepper, ketchup, toothpicks, and breath mints. We'd say, yeah, right, you're a steakhouse. Just like Planned Parenthood is an abortion corporation.
I I mean, it's amazing how, I think about Saul Alinsky, the Rules for Radicals, and they say, you know, if you just repeat a lie long enough. And I heard Hillary Clinton saying that. We just saw the people on that particular video debunking this 3% thing for Planned Parenthood. And I remember Warren, Senator Warren, saying that, and saying, we're not going to go back. I had no idea, according to Autumn, that that was a cross-stitch type thing that they were giving to people.
And multiple voices in the media saying the exact same thing.
We just devalue life. It's like all of a sudden we found success in not family and not reproduction and not having you know, more of us. Yeah. And it's just crazy. But think about this. Look at these Planned Parenthood stats right here. According to these stats, Planned Parenthood aborts 323,999 a year children. They kill that many children in the womb. And it's government funded, and they're working on, you know, we'll have that on the program today, defunding Planned Parenthood. We should not, you should, as a taxpayer, you should not be paying for that. And realize this, that of all the false gods that God hated the most, it was Moloch, because it was the sacrifice of children. And people were sacrificing children for their own convenience, is what's taking place. Mm-hmm. And so at that 323,999 a year, that comes out to 887 abortions just by Planned Parenthood in America every day. And then that also means, if you take that number, that's, see, that's 37 abortions an hour.
That's right.
You know, during one of our programs, during a full program, that's 37 children, their life will be ended by Planned Parenthood. And not only that, I said earlier, like 40, but it's actually one in every 97 seconds. Mm-hmm. So a minute and a half, basically, another child's life's taken. I mean, God is the creator of life. We're taking what God, I mean, think about that Cain's blood cries out today and what we're doing today for these children. It's like, this has to be, if we want a great awakening and revival in America, we're not going to have it while we're shedding innocent blood. But we got some great new leaders who are focused on, we're going to end abortion, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood, and we're very excited about that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.